Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You're rocking it Four Quarters here with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio continues. You know, I'm here each and every Monday night. I know it's Monday night football, but you know what? I love the women's football game. I catch the other game on my TiVo, or I just watch the highlights, you know? I know it's a good game tonight, but hey, I love women's football. And I love talking about women's football. And that's all we talk about here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee is women's football. So, you know, we got a little special presentation. I'm going to do a full show on the Women's Football Camp and Conference since we had the deadline close out. And we're going to talk about the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And I think that each and every Monday we're going to talk about it leading up to that special event. And getting coaches involved and getting guest speakers to call in. Woo, the whistle was a little dry, so I had to grab a little water. But, yeah, we're going to get that going. So let's go ahead and move forward and do what we do. Let's get this party started. Let's go to our little commercial break, and then we'll jump off into what we got going. All right? So here we go, you Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, I hooked it up with a little different Adidas beat there. You know what I'm saying? I got Adidas. We got Adidas. Everybody's rocking them Adidas. You know, that's what we do here in women's football. You should be rocking Adidas, too, because definitely, if we want sponsors, then we need to support those sponsors. But anyway, yo, hey, let's get this party started. Oh, I forgot Enterprise. What's going on? If you're going to come to the Women's Football Camp and Conference and you're going to run a call, what you got to do? Pick who? Enterprise. Why? They will kick you up. Sorry about that, Enterprise. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and make that special sound effect that we do when we kick the ball off. It always sounds like, and it's a deep kick because we talk about deepness. We talk about all those good things here in women's football land, women's football talk. But you know what? Hey, I am super proud and super happy of the football camp and conference taking place on January 7th through the 10th, 2010, on the campus of UNLV at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. It's going to be off the chain, you guys. I know you guys have been to the womensfootballcamp.com website, and it pretty much tells you everything that's going to be going on. But, of course, you know, everything is subject to change. But, again, it's based on, the amount of people that's going to be there. We can put up an agenda of an idea conference and camping conference. If we have 500 people, it would be awesome. But, no, we didn't make the number. We didn't make 500, you know. But that's all good because it's only going to grow. And you got to realize, you got to put it out there and continue to push it. You can't be distraught or upset because you didn't reach your numbers. And for those who know me, hey, my very first practice with the Las Vegas Showgirls, I had 7 girls show up, and I had 14 media news outlets there. You think that was going to stop me from not holding the practice because I only had 7? Yeah, I was dejected, but I realized that, you know what, when the media comes out, they're going to interview one person at a time. They want to see drills, and they're going to have a tight shot, you know. So anyway, hey, as I said for last year's camp, you know, we're going to do it no matter what, you know. Hey, if I want to run with the big dogs, I'm running with the big dogs. Why? Because that's what I can do. You know, I can't help it, you know. It's just in my blood. I'm a son of a coach, and this is something that we do. You know, this is something that's always been instilled in us as football players. Growing up in the football world is that no is not the answer. You keep, that's just making it closer to a yes. But, you know, it's still time for people to sign up. But don't get me wrong. Don't think that the deadline is over. But the early bird deadline is over with. We did put together another package for those who are going to be late birds. I think it went up to 175 instead of 225. And if you come to the door, it's going to be 225. So, hey, the early bird gets the worm. And the bottom line is, it's been out there for 2.5 months. You knew it. You knew when the deadline was. You just waited to the last minute. That's your fault. Are you going to get a discount? No. You should have got off your butt, got your credit card together, got you checked in and registered, and you will be in. But anyway, you go over to womensfootballcamp.com. Since the website has been up, we've had 1,631 hits, which ain't bad. You know, again, this is all word of mouth. It's not like we're marketing this in the newspapers or marketing it, you know, on radio or TV commercials and stuff like that. The fact is, if these are 1,630-something people who are involved in women's football, because this has been all word of mouth. And I think that's where our niche market is all about. It's word of mouth is a lot more effective than just throwing out commercials all over the place, again, from a marketing person. But for y'all who don't know, our major sponsor this year is Rogers Athletic Company. For those that don't know Rogers Athletic Company, they are the high-end company that does, what do I want to call them? They do sleds, bags, equipment. So they jumped on board. Again, you guys got to realize, it takes a lot of knocking on doors to get sponsors, especially for events that is catering to a market that's not being seen, such as women's football. And, again, it's about getting those people to believe in what you can do, believe in what the product is all about, you know, showing them videos and showing them that these women can play football, but they just need the equipment. And I know there's 100 teams out there, and I know, I know for sure that 93% of you guys don't even use sleds, don't even use tackling dummies, you know. And that's what I went to the company about. I said, because, one, they can't afford it, and two, they don't know nothing about it. You know, the true football coaches want it, but they just don't have it in their budget. For those who are practicing at a high school, you might be able to use the high school's sleds and dummies and practice bags and ropes. But I'm real proud of what Rogers Athletic Company has decided to do and join forces with the Women's Football Camp and Conference and be the title sponsor, you guys. That is definitely an accomplishment that myself and a few of my partners have really been knocking on doors to open up these doors for women's football teams. And understanding, you got to support the product, though. If you don't support the product, the sponsors won't come. Why do you think I'm banging Adidas on every, 15 minutes here on four quarters with Coach Lee? Why? Because I'm trying to drill that in your head. I'm trying to get you to understand that they're not going to come support you if you're not going to support them. They're in the business to make money. Same thing with Rogers Athletic Company. Hey, you know, the deal we got is great. But, you know, teams out there, you got to start buying equipment. You want to get better, you need just football equipment. Don't think that the Dallas Cowboys are getting better because they just running around. Don't think that the, my USC Trojans lost this week, but, you know, Florida Gators are running around campus and ain't hitting no bags and pushing no sleds. This is part of football, and you got to understand that, okay? So, again, Rogers Athletic Conference presents the Women's Football Camp and Conference. It's going to be January 7th through the 10th, 2011 in Las Vegas. Again, we also did a little snippet from last year's camp and just the camp. I didn't get the footage from the actual conference aspect, but I really wanted you guys to see in the camp and conference video, you know, quick highlight, nothing long drawn out, but showing you the quality of coaching that these coaches put out there for you guys. Mark Green is a great coach, great offensive line coach, and I'm going to have him as a guest on here hopefully next week. Like I said, I'll make my phone calls this week. And I'm going to definitely get the coaches on here and get them talking about, you know, their game plan and what to expect when you come to the camp and conference. I get plenty of emails day in and day out on Facebook, on womensfootballcamp.com. I'm not Women's Football Camp, but Women's Football Camp at Yahoo. And I answer everybody. You hit me up on email, I respond to you within 4 to 5 hours that is on there. Because I'm always on the internet. I'm always answering questions and stuff like that. I like getting quick response. You know, that's part of quality control or customer service is you got to get back to your customers or the consumers. But, yeah, if you watch that video, you're going to see a lot of technique just in the video. And you're going to see that these coaches know what they're doing. And I'm not taking away from any other coaches out there. But the group of coaches that I put together or assembled are some of the best coaches in football. I'm not going to just say women's football. They understand the mentality of women's football, but these are instructors. These are teachers of the game, not just coaches of all-star players. So, again, the opportunity to come and get one-on-one, to ask those questions that you always wanted to ask, to watch film and evaluate how a pass rusher rushes, how an offensive line blocks, how a running back has vision, quarterbacks reading. I mean, we're going to have it all, you guys. I mean, I'm not trying to boast and brag, but this is top stuff. This is the stuff that those college, high school athletes are going to these camps to get a free education, getting a scholarship. I mean, it's that type of learning environment. Going on. You're talking about football 24/7 going on here. It's not time to come and just relax and kick back. So right now I've told everybody who signed up, you got to get in shape. Don't come to this party not in shape, you guys. Our job is not to run you. We ain't got time to be running you to get you in shape for a camp. Camp is about skills, mental skills, and lots of reps. Lots of reps. That's what it's all about. That's why we have a certain amount of people that can sign up for the camp aspect. You know, we're not going to go no more than 40 linemen. Did we make it to 40? No, we didn't make it to 40, but that's okay. It's still an opportunity to get there. But again, believe it or not, the less amount of people, the more that those who come get out of it. Because, again, it's about reps, 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 reps. And that's what we're going to be providing at the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Lots of reps, lots of learning, and lots of film. Well, basically, I just go over it real quick. Women's football camp and conference, you know, our mission. Basically, our mission is to enable women from across the country that's playing tackle football to gain knowledge and skills of playing the game in all positions. Again, we're offering this to all positions. It's not a specialty camp for just one position. It's for all positions. This is a full contact skill camp for women. So, you know, some of the questions I've gotten through email was, you know, what equipment is needed? Well, you need a helmet and shoulder pads. That's the most important part. Do you need your knee pads, your butt pads, and all that stuff? Nah, you don't really, because we're not going to be taking people down to the ground. We're not going to be scrimmaging to the point where we're going full speed at each other, you know, moving the ball up and down. Now, we might be doing some 7-on-7, and it might be just, you know, high hitting, but nothing to take people down, stuff like that. You know, we're going to talk about technique. We're going to talk about improving your speed, your quickness and agility, your strength. You know, as a coach and as an avid football fan, some of the things that I see that needs to be improved in women's football is definitely improving in speed, improving in agility, improvement in strength. I think strength is number one. I don't think there's enough teams out there that have a workout program to get these ladies in shape. You got to understand, you got to hit the weights hard now. Now, during the off season. And during the season, you just need to get reps in, not necessarily heavy weights. But you need to start getting in shape now. Like I said, I'm on Facebook all the time, and I got a billion friends who are all, you know, in the women's football game, and I see comments, I can't wait, I can't do it, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Well, if you can't wait, you need to start to work out now so it comes a lot faster. It'd be good if all you guys were in shape. As coaches, I know if my whole team was in shape, we can jump right into the meat of the offense and right into the meat of the defense instead of, you know, wasting an hour, you know, for the first 6, 7, 8 practices just running, you know, just getting in shape. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But boy, it would be sweet if some of you captains out there could gather these girls up and get a good training program. Or if you guys have a strength and conditioning coach, that would be sweet as well. But again, some of us don't have that. But anyway, moving on. You know, there's always more details added every Thursday on the website at womensfootballcamp.com. The cost has gone up from $150 to $175. Again, giving those the opportunity to still come and not get boosted up to $225 just because you late, you know, late on the freight. But, you know, hey, for those who got in early, they got in for that price. It's only fair that those who made the deadline get the discount. Those who didn't, hey, that's the price of being late. And basically that $175 plus service fees will go is non-refundable. Before January 6th, after that, it's going to be $225 at the door, non-refundable once again. This is for players, coaches, and owners and management. And actually, I'm pretty happy with the management numbers. You know, we got some hit numbers. And could they be better? Oh, hell yeah. They could be a hell of a lot better. When you got 100 teams out there, we should easily see 200 to 300 people. If that's just, you know, 2 or 3 people from each organization coming, you know, realistically. Did we get those numbers? No, not even close. But you know what? It's going to be great for those managers and owners who decided to say, you know what, is it worth my investment to come and learn from those who are coming to teach instead of me sitting up here trying to reinvent the wheel each and every day. It don't work. I got more time than money, but I ain't going to waste my time if I only got to spend a couple of bucks to get it done. But anyway, it's still, you know, it's awesome. It's great, and we're getting it going. So, you know, some of the things that we're going to be talking about at the camp and conference, I haven't updated the actual agenda as of yet because it's still being manipulated here and there, again, based on numbers and based on needs and based on the emails that people have sent in that have talked about some issues, that would like to talk about some issues. But, you know, I'll give you a sneak preview of what we got going, what we got going on. How would I start it? Should I start with my speakers? Yeah, let's talk about who got on board. Again, the As far as sponsors are concerned, we got the Rio Hotel, we got Comfort Inn, we got Rogers Sports Athletic Company, Enterprise, Ticket Leap, of course, Women's Football Talk, Blog Talk Radio. I couldn't stop them from not being a part of it. And right now we're working on a food company right now to do some things. And I'll talk about that further on into the program. Let's see, guest speakers again. The keynote speaker this year is Tina Murphy, who's the executive director of Las Vegas Bowl. To be able to listen to somebody who's been in the sports business, the business of sports, for such a long time. And actually, she's actually up to be the athletic director for UNLV, to be honest. I think she's one of the lead candidates there. So again, she gets to speak from a woman's perspective of being in, quote, a man's sport or a man's world, and being the only female executive director of the NCAA bowl game. She's going to have some great topics. I know it's going to be motivating. It's going to be insightful. We got Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, owner of the Lone Star Mustangs, talking about the business of women's football, you know, business practices, you know, maybe some of the operational situations such as what type of staffing you should have, idea staffing. Who else we got here? And these are all confirmed. I got a couple of local sports telecasters going to be there, which is Brian Solomon on ABC News. He's an anchor, sports anchor. I got Ron Kakowski, who's the sports editor for the Las Vegas Sun, being there. I got Dr. Rhonda Bacharon, orthopedic surgeon, sports performance specialist, and she'll be talking about sports injuries and preventions and injuries, which is a topic that everybody needs to talk about, and again, the safety issue. We got You First Marketing company coming down, speaking on branding and marketing of, you know, semi-pro women's sports, kind of giving you guys a whole breakdown of what it takes. We got Ann Kip Watson, my girl from Dallas Diamonds, who's going to talk about the mental aspect of sports, getting prepared mentally. She's doing some special research on that. We got Nikki Johnson, who's actually a Las Vegas showgirl, but she's also the NFL flag football ambassador for girls. She's hired for a third year with the NFL, and I know we're backing her in getting flag football sanctioned as a varsity sport here in the state of Nevada. We did our first year. Last year we had 8 teams. This year we're trying to pump that up to 16 teams, and part of this camp and conference is actually going to get the word out to the high schools, and we're actually going to be doing a free girls 2-hour football clinic during our camp and conference. So again, those who are involved are going to be a part of that as well. We have Cassandra Austin there. She's a retired showgirl and energy player, on a panel talking about the past, the present, and the future of women's football. I got my man David Ross, who's going to be talking about sponsorship, how to get them. He's based out of Washington, D.C. I'm flying him in. We're talking about Lynn Corman with Corman Consulting. She's based out of Florida. We're flying her in. And again, we're hitting hard on sponsorship, you guys. For those management that are coming to the event, you will have the template to get local and major sponsors. That's what these people do for a living. They do special events. They work in the sports industry, and they're coming from Washington, D.C. and Florida to talk to us who are there on how to get sponsors. It's priceless, you know what I'm saying, to sit there and get a one-on-one. And actually, Lynn just told me that she's willing to sit down with individuals one-on-one and actually go over the sponsorship packet if you want to bring it with you. You know, it could be easily done. Just bring it with you, and she's willing to spend, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, or whatever, with individuals, as she spoke to me just the other day. and offer that services for me, or for us. We're going to have Chris Griffin there. He's a State of Nevada head ref. He runs the State of Nevada Referee Association, and he's going to be there pretty much talking about, you know, again, football 101, teaching you the responsibilities of each and every ref, going over some of the calls, going over the rule book for the NFL, since the two leagues use NFL rules to a degree. I know that the WFA use it to a T, and I know the IWFL use it as a reference. So, again, we'll have somebody there explaining different calls, different techniques. I'm pretty sure you can have a crew out there, so yeah, when we run 7-on-7, they'll be just in position making calls. When a lineman will be lining up one-on-ones, it'll be lining, I mean, it'll be a line judge there and some other folks, you know, talking about holding and techniques, what you can and can't get away with. How else will I put it? Hey, I'll put it out there. It is not confirmed. Let me tell you, it is not confirmed as of yet. What I'm working on, just to let you guys know how in depth that I'm trying to get this football camping conference, me and my crew. Penny Toler, VP of the Los Angeles Sparks, just got off the phone with her. And actually, we're pretty good friends. We went to college together. And I'm trying to get her to come down and speak on behalf of management, you know, being the VP of a WNBA basketball team and actually being the general manager of the year, I think 3 years in a row, and now she's a VP, to get her perspective on, you know, promoting and managing women's sports. I've talked to Leslie Factor, the Public Relations and Community Relations Director for the Phoenix Mercury, the world champion Phoenix Mercury, as well as Amber Cox, who's the Marketing Director for the Phoenix Mercury. Now, they are, again, this list of people are not confirmed, but I'm just letting you know the things that we are pushing to get here. I'm also talking to Michael, Heard, who's the commissioner of the UFL. I did get a chance to talk to him at the local game, and we exchanged information. I'll be talking to him again on November 20th and also November 27th as a special guest for the UFL championship game here in Vegas. But I'm trying to get him here to speak on behalf of being a commissioner of an upstart league. So, again, guys, I'm really focusing in on getting management squared away to get you the ability to understand what's going on. I'm also talking to Kimberly Knight, who's the director of marketing of the Monarchs, Sacramento Monarchs, and Rebecca Bootleg, who's also the media relations director for the Sacramento Monarchs. So, again, we are rocking and rolling here, four quarters with Coach Lee, and I'm just going down the agenda, what's planned and what's not planned. Those last two, four, six people I just mentioned, we're going to get two or three of them at the camping conference, trust me. But they are not confirmed, so don't give me, don't quote me. That's why I'm glad this show is recorded, because it says what it says. Those people aren't confirmed, but I am working on getting them there. Also, I'm working on getting Chaz Rainey, who's a JD MBA, with Rainy Legal Group on business structure. And I had a great 45-minute conversation with him about, you know, the proper setup for a semi-pro / you know, women's football team. Should it be nonprofit? Should it be an LLC? And like I said, I'm not going to give you all the things that we built together. But he's definitely going to be someone that those who have the team, who start the team, really need to come in and talk to. And again, these people are willing to sit down and talk to you, and you ask questions one-on-one. Ain't no better way to spend your money when you can do it and you got one-on-one services. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, make sure you definitely do that. So that's a list of the guest speakers that I came in and that we're talking about. And as you can see, it's real heavy management and marketing and branding. Speaking of that, actually, I just talked to the young lady over with the Las Vegas Wranglers, which is our semi-pro men's, our professional hockey team here in Vegas. And she's in charge of merchandise. And she's going to let me know on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, if she's going to be able to make the camping conference and speak on merchandising. And I know a lot of us don't take advantage of our merchandising and branding our names and selling T-shirts and doing all that other stuff and having stores on our website. But she's definitely going to hit on those topics and let you know that that is definitely a great revenue stream if you do it right. So, again, I'm going to take a quick break real quick, just a quick break, wet my whistle, get my commercial in, and I'll be right back. You're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, that's Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we rocking Adidas. And, you know, hey, we got to do what we do. I just keep pounding Adidas in your head until everybody's sporting Adidas. Do you know how powerful we could be if every football team and every football player and every football coach was sporting Adidas shoes and cleats, Adidas tops, Adidas hats? Man, we would be powerful. You just don't know. We got buying power, but we got to be able to show it and exploit it. So that's where we at. That's where we at. We back here. Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Four Quarters with Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. Getting back into the meat of things here. The guest coaches. I go over to confirm coaches. And like I said, the coaches, I put out an email to everybody. You know, I just take the best coaches that are out there. I don't care what league you're in. Because some people say that the coaching looks kind of biased, being that a lot of these coaches are WFA coaches. Well, you know what? It wasn't meant to be, but it is what it is. You know, the bottom line is, you know, those who can confirm and those who can get here, let's get it done. You know, I don't care what league you're in. The fact is, if you're a good coach, I invited you. Yeah, if there are other stipulations and situations, then that's on you guys. But, you know, my thing is this. I want the best for women's football, and I want the best coaches. So, again, you know, if it looks like it's slided, it's not slided on purpose. It is what it is because it is what it is. You know, for whatever reason, some people just could not confirm with me, even though they wanted to. It just didn't happen. But anyway, let's roll with what we got. Yeah, you know, that's what it's all about. Roll with what you got. Don't complain. Just keep rolling, you know. So we got my man Matt from the West Michigan Mayhem. He's going to be here. He's the head coach of the West Michigan Mayhem. He's going to be doing quarterbacks. I got Brent Salisbury, certified nutritionist, former pro football quarterback. Brother is Sean Salisbury. But he played for the Minnesota Vikings. But you can see him on NFL Live now. You got George Malulu. We go way back. Actually, we go way back to Pop Warner football days, believe it or not. I've been knowing George since I was about 8 years old. And we grew up together, played ball together. And he wound up going to the University of Arizona. I wound up going to Cal State University of Long Beach. He was a starting quarterback over there. He's known as the Throwing Samoan. He can throw with his left and right hand. And He runs a Polynesian football camp that he takes around the United States. And matter of fact, his quarterback from the Oregon Ducks just whooped up on the USC Trojans. So my man George knows what he's doing. So if you're a quarterback, you definitely want to, you know, fill the shoes and get here and learn the steps of being a great quarterback. We got great wide receiver coaches. We got Coach Soon from Las Vegas Showgirls. If you guys noticed the last 2 years, the Showgirls have been probably one of the top passing teams. Well, we've been one of the top, I'd say top three passing teams in the country out of all leagues, based on the fact that Coach Soon really teaches our receivers the ins and outs of being a great wide receiver and how to get open. We got Coach Bell from the Seattle Majestics. We got Coach Talley from the Seattle Majestics as well. I think they've been one of the top teams in the IWFL passing the ball up in the Northwest. And so, again, we get a different flavor of skills. I think on the West Coast, we do a lot more passing than they do on the East Coast. And because it's probably weather pertained, we can do a lot more with that good weather. We got Coach Baker, the head coach from the Austin Outlaws. He's going to be the running back / fullback coach. We got Dan Lickness from the head coach of the Minnesota Machine, also running back coach. And I'm working on getting Hunky Cooper. Hunky Cooper is best known as in college. He went to UNLV back when I was playing. He played like 6 or 7 positions at UNLV and wound up getting a look at it in the NFL, but made his name in arena football. I think he did like 12 or 13 years and was Iron Man of the Year 3 out of those 12 or 13 years. I haven't quite got his bio. But he's in the middle of a playoff run. He's a high school coach here in Vegas. So I should be getting him confirmed real soon. We got Mark Ring, offensive coordinator, offensive line coach for the SoCal Scorpions. Hell of a coach, hell of a pass protection, pass pro coach. So for those linemen looking to get some skills on how to pass protect, Mark Ring is the best. We got Coach Bartley, head coach of the California Lynx, as a linebacker coach. You're talking about somebody who got some intensity and who brings it and gets them linebackers rolling. It's Coach Bartley. I mean, love him or hate him, hey, he can teach. He gets it done. I'm working on another coach, Coach Noah, who's known with the Island Warriors. The Island Warriors is one of the top semi-pro men's football teams in the country. They were national champs 2008. I'm working on getting him out to be a linebacker coach to help out Bartley. Again, really doing the best here with women's football camp and conference. We ain't looking for no slouches. All right, we got Coach Evans, head coach of the Binghamton Tiger Cats. Boy, I get screwed up with that name, but the Tiger Cats, he's going to be coming as a DB coach. Again, Coach Webb was a former defensive back coach for the championship 2007 Cyclones, or was that 2008 Cyclones, Houston Cyclones. I think he's out in the Carolinas right now. I think he's going to be coaching one of those teams out there. We got my man, Stan Davis, who I had the pleasure of going to school with, going to college with, and actually I played behind him. He was 3 years older than I was when I was a freshman. So he was starting ahead of me in my freshman year. We both returned kickoffs, and he got a chance to play up in Canada for a while. But he's been working his coaching skills. He was with Marv Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals. There we go. He was with the Cincinnati Bengals as a DB coach there. Then he became defense coordinator for the Chicago Rush of the AF Arena Football League. And he's been bouncing around now. He's doing the AFL-2 Oklahoma City Dogs. So, again, we got skills out there, you guys. We got Nate Benjamin, defensive coordinator for the SoCal Scorpions. He's going to be doing D-line. I know last year, him and Mark Lee taught those girls a lot of stuff, a lot of skills. So, again, we welcome Coach Benjamin back. We got Coach Brown from the Austin Outlaws as another defensive line coach. We got Coach Lundley from the Portland Fighting Phillies. He's going to be coaching the D-line. So, again, we emphasize, and we got three coaches there. What our goal for each position so that no matter what numbers we get, you're going to get that individual attention. So we got 40 players. We'll have roughly 12 to 15 girls per coach, and that's a good number. And then we will rotate. Also, we're working on a kicking coach. My guy, Gary Zauner, who coached me back in college, who was also Dennis Green's special teams coach with the Minnesota Vikings and the Arizona Cardinals. He was their special teams coach. Gary Zauner is now teamed back up with Dennis Green in the UFL with the California Redwoods. So he couldn't give me the confirmation that he would be there. He didn't know what the season entailed. He wants me to reach back to him after the season, now that we know that the championship game is on November 27th. I know he's going to be going over to Australia looking for some kickers for the NFL Combine. So I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to get Coach Gary Zauner, but I am working on trying to get a substitute for him. Mike Coffer, who was a kicker for the 49ers, but now he's the director of pro sports at SFC. I was looking at him. Also, Lance Ortega from San Diego School of Football, kicking and playing. And again, you can type these names up. You can Google. You can find these people. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm bringing it. We're going to bring it. We're going to get somebody there. So I think that all of the kickers should be involved. And a lot of teams, you guys don't kick. But some of those ladies who got soccer skills should definitely be here. I know that I have a kicker on my team that's kicking 45, 47-yard field goals. Of course, it's not during the game situation, but she has the foot. And her goal this year is to get the record for the longest field goal. And I forgot what the longest field goal was. I think it's 37 yards out. But we're kicking 45 from 47-yard field goals. And I'm talking about consistently and hitting. So, again, getting a great kicking coach here to, you know, define and refocus or just to focus our kicker or any other kicker is going to be great. We're looking at Darrell Smith. He hasn't quite confirmed yet, but Darrell Smith is a speed camp guy. He works with nothing but world-class athletes. His uncle is John Smith, who has the best sprint crew in the world for the USA track and field. And I've also ran track against Darrell, and I actually beat him a couple of times. And that's something that we can brag about all the time. As you can see, I talk smack because that's what we do when we're young. You know, that's what we do when we grow up. But Darrell is a hell of a speed coach. So for you DBs, wide receivers, and running backs that want to get faster, you definitely want to be at the camp and conference. We are working on the strength coach for those linemen because that was one of the things that the linemen had talked about last year. Hey, coach, it was good that we talked about speed, but am I really going to get fast? You know, I want to get stronger and quicker. So, again, we're working on that aspect, you know. So, here is the itinerary, and again, it's subject to change. It is subject to change. This is actually the updated one that I talk about right now. It's not the one on the website. The website is the generic one just to get the formal announcement out there. But basically on Thursday, you guys will be coming in town. You'll be registering from 12 to 3 o'clock. On the campus of UNLV, whatever time you get in. Some people fly for early. You go to your hotel, go to your room, check in, do what you got to do. But we're going to open registration over at UNLV at 12 o'clock to 3. At 3 o'clock, we're going to start our program. And, of course, it'll be me speaking and welcoming you guys out and doing all those great and groovy things and talking about what the mission of this football camp and conference is all about and what you should learn, what you're going to learn, and what you should take back. We talk about you know, what's going on. And then from there, we're going to hit the field, baby. I'm going to introduce the coaches to you guys at that point in time. Then we're going to hit the field from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to be on the field. Mind you, it is the NCAA championship game that night. So right now I have a commitment from Pizza Hut to have a pizza party as we watch the game from roughly 6 to about 7:30, 7:45-ish. Okay, as football players, we can sit there and watch the whole game. The first actual event for owners is going to be at 7:45 on Thursday. We're going to talk about the business model. We're going to talk about, you know, what we need to do. Again, you have an attorney there speaking on behalf of what type of model you should have, and you need to be hearing from an actual owner of a football team that is doing a great job, who has a lot of business experience behind her, which is Lynn Marie, speaking as well. 7:45, again, we'll have Coach Ring. He doesn't know this yet, but I got him talking about coaching women. What must I know when coaching women? So, again, this is something that all the players can come to and understand what it's like to convert from coaching boys and men to having to coach women. There is a difference, believe it or not, you guys. It definitely is a difference. There's a difference in attitude from the coaches that we have to have, because there's sometimes that the women are questioning, and a lot of coaches from the past think that when players question what they do, that they're questioning what they do instead of really asking and getting reasons why and behind. So again, it's just an understanding of coaching from the player, from coaching's perspective of what we have to do. All right. And then we're talking about from 8:45 to 9:30. We'll break off with our individual coaches, and we'll talk about skills and techniques of each position individually. So these coaches will be bringing some video footage, some handouts, and some things of that nature. So if you're a DB, you should be getting some steps on being a great DB, something that you can take back with you and share with your team. Again, if you have 7 players and you guys get these, you can put together your own booklet and then, you know, make it for your team. So that will go on from 8:45 to 9:30, both offensive and defensive positions. Then, you know, we're done on Thursday at 9:30, free time. You know, get the Vegas experience, do what you got to do. Have your fun, party. I wouldn't say party because this is a business trip. This is a business trip, okay? All right. On Friday, the 8th, again, we have registration for those who came in late on Thursday. We just couldn't take Thursday off. They had to come in on Friday. Players will meet up with the offensive defensive position coaches again. We'll talk about points and drills and getting better, video board work, how to do cover 3, how to read this, how to do that. And again, one-on-one breakout rooms. Okay? At 9 o'clock, from 9 to 9:45, we're talking about off-season speed training. From 9 to 9:45, we talk about off-season strength training. So, again, we got two different sessions for those who want to get faster and for those who want to get strong. Okay? See, we learned from last year. At 10 o'clock to 10:45, we're talking about a Q&A symposium with the ref. That's where the head ref of the state of Nevada, Chris Griffin, will come and we'll go over the game and go over the understanding and the preparation of what refs go through in their preparation for your games. At 11 to 11:45, we're talking about injury prevention with Dr. Rhonda Bacharon. At the same time, we got equipment. We'll have a representative from a major sporting equipment company talking about helmets, shoulder pads, all the sleds, bags, all that stuff. Most likely it'll be somebody from Rogers Athletic Company. Then we break off the lunch from 12 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, owners and management will have a session on getting players. Where do I get them from? At the same time, we have a coaches symposium, understanding, you know, the women's game and what type of offense and defense. At 3 o'clock, we have owner management session number 3, which will be talking about marketing and the art of PR. I want to say you first marketing will be heading that up. At 3 o'clock, 3:45, we have a coaching session talking about the importance of special teams. Again, you know, when we as coaches, we always think about offense and defense, and we all forget about special teams. This is where my coach, Coach Downer, will actually be in that spot. If not, I would definitely have somebody in his replacement to talk about special teams. I would talk to a special teams coach on the college campus to get him there, no problem. From 3:30 to 6:30, 3 hours on the football field for the players. From 4 to 4:45, got another owner's management session talking about branding. We got a dinner break from 4:45 basically to 6:30. We'll have another management session. At 7:45, we'll talk about sponsors, how to get them. At 7:45 to 8, there'll be another coaching session. What is your coaching philosophy? A lot of coaches out there don't even have a philosophy. They just get out there and play. Then we do a full offensive defensive session split, 45 from 8:45 to 9:30, and then it's break time again on Friday. Okay, Saturday. The players will meet up with the coaches, and we do coaches talk, offensive players, talk, defensive players from 8 to 8:45. From 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock that morning, we'll have the kickers and punters out on the field by themselves. So, again, we try to split up because I know some of the players that are that are playing other positions also kick and punt. So they have we're going to do a special kicking and punting session separate from the other practices. Then we have another position talk with the coaches. It'll be a coaches session from 9 to 9:45, offensive defense, split up. At 9 a.m. to 9:45, we do owner's management, the art of game operations. Again, this is where we're trying to get, you know, marketing directors and everything else of how you should set up your game. How should it flow? It's the art of, it's a production. A football game is a production on and off the field. So we need to know that. At 10:45, from 10 to 10:45, we'll have a keynote speaker. This is where I'm hoping that I get Penny Toller to step in and be a keynote speaker. From 11 a.m. to 11:45, we got Ms. Tina Murphy, the Executive Director of Las Vegas Bowl. Then we got lunch break from 12 to 2. Then the kickers are back and punters are back out on the field from 1 to 2:30. We're also doing a girls' football camp and clinic for those girls 8 to 17. It's a free clinic that we'll be doing from 1 to 3 p.m., so for 2 hours. Hopefully we get some of the players to come out there and work out with the girls, work with the girls, encourage the girls, and let them know that, hey, you know what, I wish I had the opportunity to have other women like myself, you know, be out there with me and help me. Again, being role models. Then we'll be back on the football field from 2 to 5, practicing on the field. We got 2 to 2:45, owner management session, the art of game day ops. From 3 to 3:45, game day follow-up. People understand the follow-up. You got to follow up. That's how you get in the newspaper. You got to follow it up. From 4 to 4:45, another owner's management, a media. This is the media board. This is where I get the news anchors and the sports editors to come out and talk to you. And the bottom line is, how do we get their attention? How do we get your attention? Then we go to dinner. Then it starts back up, fundraising ideas. I'll have a company there that will be pitching fundraising ideas. 7:45 to 8:30, we got coaches sessions. 8:45 to 9:30, another coaches sessions, offense and defense, and it's free time. Also, I think I set it up at 10 o'clock for the players, actually a little bit earlier than that. You guys will be breaking out shortly after dinner. But there's a club out here called the Candy Bar. I'm setting that up right now. So, again, you'll get to have that Vegas experience as well. Candy Bar is right down the street, or we can go over to the Hard Rock and party over there. And then on Sunday, it's basically, the kickers and punters will be back out on the field from 8 to 10. Again, another special treat for the punters and kickers. And then we have a town hall meeting, the future of women's football, open discussion on past, present, and future, and that'll last about an hour, hour and a half with some Q&As and closing remarks, and we're out of here. So that's basically what's going on. That's the agenda as of today. Again, there's some confirmed, I'll say 90% confirmed. I'm looking at about 10% of getting my confirmations taken care of up until the 15th. But on November 15th, we will be locking down everything. Everything that goes up on the board on November 15th will happen. So, again, that's what it's all about at the Women's Football Camp and Conference. That's the experience you're going to get. And, yes, I'm beating it down because, you know what, it's something that is definitely needed for women's football. It is something that it's only going to get bigger and better. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it is going to get bigger and better. Each and every camp and conference is going to get bigger and better. I did listen to some of the suggestions, and I did present them to our board. And we did put out an interest form to talk about doing a traveling tour. But again, if people don't respond, we're just not gonna go say we're gonna do it, and people aren't responding. So until people start responding, will we just stay in Vegas with this event? Why? Because it's easy access for myself. Why? Because I got Las Vegas wanting it to be here. Why? Because I can get great prices on hotels. So you want to do it where you want it. And some of us play our football games in places where we're not really, really wanted. You know, so you got to go sometimes where you want it. And, we have sponsors to go on the road. But, again, my thing is this. You get one shot. You get one shot to prove yourself. And if you don't prove it, it'll never happen again. So I'd rather put it on hold than go out there and do it and they don't have the support. Until we get the women's football nation to support events, no matter what league you're associated with, again, we only get one shot, you guys. So we need to shape up, or else we're going to be in the same boat each and every year. Again, I don't know what the hatred is out there. I don't know what the haterade that people are drinking out there. But the bottom line is this. You ain't got to like me to work with me. I don't have to like you to work with you. As long as the cause is bigger than our problems that we have, that's all I worry about. So, you know, it's all about pushing the sport. If you're in it really for the sport of women's football, you would drop your ego, leave it at the door, and come to the table with some solutions and stop banging the doggone drum about this and that. You know, I've dropped my ego and drum way back. The bottom line is, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to make the product better. I'm in it to get it moving. You know, my name, this ain't the Deion Lee football camp. It's not the Deion Lee meme board. It's women's football camp. It's women's football, women's tackle football group.meme.com. Understand that. And I know you're listening. But the bottom line is, until we are able to get to the table, we ain't going to get no progression. Do you know how easy it will be to get the so-called four or five people that are running the leagues out there to come to Vegas, put them up in the suite, and let them talk it out? It will be so easy. Not to say anything will get done, but it's so easy. But people don't want to do that. The invitation has been sent, and no response. So I don't want to hear that, you know, Deion's doing it for this or that. No. I'm giving people the opportunity to get it together. Because originally, I just wanted to coach football. I didn't want to be a pioneer in pushing stuff like this. But you know what? I get so caught up in what I do. I get so caught up in making it happen. I get so caught up and so pumped up because I love this sport that I don't want to see it die, and I don't want it to be seen as a joke. And so far, it is. Oh, that my music? Boy, right on time. Woo! All I can say, y'all, is womensfootballcamp.com. Why? Because we got to get better. Why? Because you got to get better. Why? Because we're teaching what needs to be done. So step up to the plate. Put your feet in the grass and make it happen. Because I got so much trouble on my mind, and I refuse to lose. You hear that? Mm. Ow. And I'm ready to do this. So you can check me out each and every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's the Pacific Standard Time. You can always email me anytime at womensfootballcamp@yahoo.com. You can hit me at lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com. Visit the website. You can hit me on Facebook. I'm all over the place. My job is to be in your face with women's football. It's your job to take it in and push it forward. Because it's coming from the heart, just like Chuck D said. This is what I do. This is what I say. I'll talk to you guys next week. I'll have special guests on next week. Guaranteed special guests next week. So tune in. Tell a friend. Blog Talk Radio. Four quarters. Coach Lee. Peace.